Thanks for that, Chris Cross. It is Tuesday at 9:40 Pacific time. That's time when Titillating Sports becomes, for a segment, SalesportTalk.com. And co-hosting, as always, is Karen Lyle. And in a couple minutes, we're going to play an interview that she did with Tom Slingsby, who's been on the show before. He is, of course, the skipper with Team Australia at SailGP. And Karen, I guess they were down in Sydney, home waters, huh?
Yes, this is actually number 8 in the season of 13, and they're coming to San Francisco in July. So we have some more exciting races before that $1 million prize gets awarded. But Tom Slingsby and Team Australia took the win. And we had Salesport Talk now has a correspondent who is located in Sydney, Australia. And so she was there at the race for us. And so courtesy of her attendance there, we have boots on the ground.
Is the interview with her or with you? What's her name?
Her name is Megan Adamson, and we have interviewed her before. We were talking about America's Cup. So she is just our representative in Australia, because that is hard for me to pop over there just, you know, sometimes when I only have a day turnaround, right?
So we'll be airing an interview from Megan Adamson?
It will be Patty and I interviewing Megan Adamson, but in the very beginning we're talking to Tom Slingsby right on the boat immediately after his win at the SailGP race number 8 in Sydney, Australia.
I did see that he said that it would be the worst case scenario if he were to lose, not just as far as the standings, but to lose in front of his home fans. One thing that I like about Slingsby is not just because he's the best, but because he's actually representing his own country. We see all the time, I think there's an Australian or a Kiwi at the helm of every boat of every nation.
Well, right. In SailGP, the idea is that they are nations as soon as they have enough sailors to be able to do so, and certainly Australia does, they are all basically citizens of that nation. And it would have been quite the loss for him not to take his home race, but he did have 5 bad starts, and it was really close between Denmark and Germany and Australia. So it was amazing that he won. It really was.
All right, we will go to that interview now, and we'll see you on the other side right here on Sports Byline.
This is Karen Lyle of Salesport Talk, and congratulations to Tom Slingsby and Team Australia for their recent win in the Sydney SailGP race. Here is Tom's response to his recent win.
The atmosphere out there was unbelievable. We often travel the world, and when we do well, we hear the national anthem played, but no one knows the words. But to hear, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds, maybe 1,000 people there singing the national anthem with you, that's something special.
That win was hugely important, like, just to us personally. Like, you start to doubt yourself when you get in that many finals and can't win, and you start to second guess, are we good enough to win these things? And especially when New Zealand have been doing so well lately, you start to question, are they better than us and all that. But just to win in Australia, like, you couldn't have written a better script for us. I mean, I really feel like it's a real sort of mark in the ground where New Zealand had 2 wins in a row. We were up against the ropes on our home turf, and just to be able to deliver like that, and now we head to New Zealand, and hopefully the pressure's on them.
I'm here with my co-host, Patty Mangan, and Megan Adamson, who is our correspondent in Australia. And Megan, how was this race for you? This is the first time you've seen this here in Sydney.
It was certainly a fabulous couple of days in Sydney with an amazing turnout that Tom certainly clearly loved from when he was actually out in the field, as did all the other competitors in the field as well.
This is the first time you've seen foiling boats. How was that for you up close?
The excitement of actually seeing these boats go up on their hydraulics and literally carve up the water around them across Sydney Harbour, it's certainly a very dynamic as well as fun event that clearly is a new way of looking at sailing moving forward.
Megan, during that first day of racing, Germany almost capsized. That thrilling moment.
That is correct, Patty, and it certainly was thrilling. At high speed, it was very windy and quite choppy at that moment. It was a moment that Germany was trying to squeeze past the French crew, and in doing so, they nearly hit the turning marker. which caused the boat to actually elevate more in the air, and it was very, very close to capsizing. So as you can imagine, everybody was certainly thrilled at that moment, but was certainly holding their breath that Germany did not capsize.
Megan, where were you viewing the race from?
I was actually viewing the race from the media area, which is located not on the water. It was actually in a separate area where each of the teams were actually set up over at Glebe Island.
And what was your impression of the start of the race?
The start of the race mostly was a little bit chaotic. It was a little bit hard for them to figure the winds due to the location of Shark Island actually in the middle part of the harbour. So it can be quite choppy there, and the variances of the winds can actually change at a moment's notice. So it was very challenging for each of the crews to actually anticipate what those winds would be, and quite often they would actually drop.
Yeah, almost all of the starts were, well, in terms of Australia, were not good. In fact, all
five. That is correct. All five
starts.
That is correct, Patty. Yep.
That was what was so thrilling about the finish, was that Australia did manage under a bad start and other conditions. I don't know how he pulled that puppy off, but he...
It's very much their home territory. I found Australia as well as New Zealand were very comfortable on Sydney Harbour, and very aware of the winds and the conditions over both days.
So I was watching the whole thing on YouTube because of the time difference, though I did catch it not too long after it raced. I noticed there was quite a good lineup around the rim of the race with the private boats and the party boat. And I know that you had, at the same time, you had Taylor Swift in town. I was wondering, during that day, do you feel like the city really embraced the race?
I definitely feel like the city embraced. The Taylor Swift market is quite different. That were actually down at Sydney Harbour, whether they're on one of the vessels on Sydney Harbour or on the island itself or on the rim of the actual harbour. So it was a really, really exciting turnout on Sydney Harbour that day, and one that the city certainly embraced.
You know, the other thing that was interesting was the rebranding of Shark Island.
I know.
for Australians and for those travellers who spent time in the Sydney area, what was the name that they rebranded it?
Genesis Island. So I can recall when I had a first conversation with you, Patty, you said the name Genesis Island, and I was thinking to myself, I have never heard of that. Where is that? And lo and behold, it was Shark Island. So I'm not quite sure on the reasoning behind that, but I can imagine that probably due to the effect on tourism potentially in Australia, that is a possible reason why they rebranded it to Genesis Island. But I also noted in most of the commentary, everyone was more comfortable actually referring to it as Shark Island, and Shark Island seemed to certainly come out ahead of Genesis Island on the actual day when broadcasting was actually happening.
Right. I agree with you. They tried to slip it in here and there, but they defaulted to what they were comfortable with.
And certainly that was Shark Island.
This is Karen Lyle with SailSport Talk, and I am here with my co-host, Patty Mangan, and we are on Sports Byline, broadcasting to 100 million people in 168 countries, the Armed Forces Network, as well as iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, CRN Talk, and others. And I am speaking with Megan Adamson, who is our correspondent in Australia. Megan, can you tell us what your most exciting moment is?
The most exciting moment was clearly Australia winning the race overall. Thoroughly enjoyed the competitiveness against Germany and France on that turning point on day one. And then also sharing that moment with Tom on the winning stage and his team, and Tom doing a chewy after being egged on by the Australian fans. And that really marked the occasion. Now, a shoey is very much an Australian way of celebrating, filling your shoe with champagne when you've actually won a prestigious sporting event.
I don't think that's one that we do hear so much in America, but, you know, I'm thinking you've got to be on a great high to be able to drink from your shoe.
Exactly. And I certainly agree with you. And Tom, you know, even when he spoke in the media area on his return, he was quite surprised that he actually took up that offer, but he said he was being egged on by the fans, and it's a moment in time that he certainly doesn't regret.
Well, one thing I've really enjoyed about the races too, up until this point in the season, is that there's been a lot of competitiveness. So it certainly has not been an absolute given that Australia would win this race. And also the tough competitiveness of the other teams. Australia was very happy to take the win on this, and the other teams were not too far behind.
Denmark and New Zealand were right in there, and going into that race, any one of the three could have won.
That is correct, Patty. Denmark, New Zealand, and Australia from day one were certainly the top three contenders within the Sydney environment. Denmark was certainly, I guess, the more conservative and the more low-key in the actual race itself, but they did remarkably well, and they were always there from day one.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Megan, for representing us there in Australia, and certainly appreciate you being willing to get up at the early hours so you can talk to us here in San Francisco. This is Karen Lyle of Sailsport Talk with my co-host, Patty Mangan. Thank you so much.